This week in the Civil War, on September 1st and 2nd, 1863, at Charleston, South Carolina, the federal bombardment of Confederate defenses resumed with a total of 627 shots fired against Fortress Wagner on Morris Island and against Fort Sumter in Charleston's harbor. Heavy Parrott rifles and Union ironclads battered Fort Sumter, crumbling the exterior walls, destroying most of its guns and threatening its magazine. Mortars kept Confederate defenders pinned down as federal land forces moved forward against Fortress Wagner, advancing Union entrenchments just within 80 yards of Wagner's outermost earthwork defenses. Confederate General Pierre Beauregard began to doubt whether Fortress Wagner's defenders could successfully withstand a direct Union infantry assault, which he knew would come soon. Despite the bombardment's destructive effort on the city's infrastructure, Charleston's civilians generally remained defiant against the Union assault. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.